It's Wednesday. My name is Carl Azus, and this is CNN Student News. Thank you for spending part of your day with us. First up today, we're hitting the road. That's where you'll find a lot of people who are part of the 2012 U.S. presidential election, or who will be. Now, that election is not going to happen until November 6th of next year. But these folks, especially the Republican candidates, want to get their names out there and gather support now. Because when the calendar turns 2012, we'll be at the start of primary season. That is when states hold elections or meetings to determine which candidates they're going to support. It happens for each party. Republican primaries will determine who's going to be nominated to face off against President Obama in the general election next November. He'll be nominated again by the Democrats. And that's where we're going as a country, but where are these candidates now? They're in some of the states that come first on the primary calendar. Republican U.S. Representative Michelle Bachmann is on a three-day tour of South Carolina this week. Former Massachusetts Republican Governor Mitt Romney is up in New Hampshire. And Texas Governor Rick Perry, who just recently joined the race for the Republican nomination, is in Iowa. And how about President Obama, who will be running for re-election next year? He's on the road, too. He was also in Iowa yesterday, scheduled to be in his home state of Illinois today.
It's your word scramble of the day. It's a type of currency. Last chance. Euro.
The euro is the official currency of more than half of the countries in the European Union. The euro was introduced in 1999. It's used by more than 320 million people in 17 nations. But a lot of those countries are struggling economically, and that is bad news for the euro. Yesterday, German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President Nicolas Sarkozy met to talk about ways to try to help the euro. Germany and France have the two most powerful economies in Europe. But those economies are having problems as well, and some experts say that could limit how much of an impact these two leaders can make. They want all countries that use the euro to spend only what they can afford instead of borrowing money to pay off a lot of bills.
We could hear the home shaking, everything busting out. We got down. He was between me. Zach was hunched over us, and we were just, you know, praying, screaming, and, you know, it was very loud, and it all happened so fast. It seemed like forever, but it happened very fast.